With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein. Dozens of people packed the Fresno County Hall of Records on Tuesday to hear Sheriff Margaret Mims present data on 2018 Immigration and Customs Enforcement activity in the jail. Under the Truth Act, counties are required to do this every year. And as FM89's Monica Velez reports, some community members were critical of the timing of the event.
Jennifer Rojas, who's with ICE out of Fresno, says a supervisor should have held the forum in the late afternoon when people got off work or provided childcare services for parents.
They made little to no effort to make this more accessible to the community, because at the end of the day, this is a public forum intended for the public to know what the sheriff is doing.
However, Fresno County PIO Jordan Scott says the Board of Supervisors meeting is the appropriate time and place to hold the forum and is advertised on the county website. Out of the 31,052 jail bookings, the Sheriff's Department received 661 ICE detainer requests. That's a written request that asks local jails to detain someone after their release date for an additional 48 hours.
These requests were not processed due to at least two court decisions finding that these requests are unconstitutional because of due process violations.
That's Sheriff Margaret Mims. She said ICE did not conduct any interviews with inmates. She said although the data shows three people were transferred from the jail to ICE, they weren't taken into custody until they left the jail, which is not considered a transfer. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Monica Velez.